little meaty instrument. Some are symphony, some are large and some are small. They all sound differently, but when you put them all together, they play harmoniously. All these separate instruments make up a symphony. Percussion, bammy instruments are all shaken, scraped or hit with mallets, hands, or sticks. Some are just sound, some have pitch. They keep the rhythm of the orchestra and add dramatic accented sound. The most eclectic family of instruments around.
Hi, welcome to our musical series, Meet the Instruments, where we'll get to meet and hear a new musical instrument every episode. I'm Vincent, the little purple cyclops from the Nerks. We Nerks are a bunch of diverse, quirky creatures that all have one thing in common. We love music. Each of us Nerks has teamed up with a professional musician that has agreed to teach us all about their musical instrument. And we each get to play a fun duet with our teacher at the end of each episode. At the end of the series, we'll all come together, professional musicians and Nerks, to perform an exciting orchestral piece with all of the instruments playing together. It's going to be so much fun. Are you ready to meet some instruments? Let's go! In our last episode, we met the heavenly harp.
Today, we will be learning about the percussion family of instruments. There are so many different instruments in this family that we can't possibly meet them all, but we're going to need a whole lot. Randall the reindeer has been working really hard to learn to play percussion.
Let's welcome our guest. Hi, Randall.
Hi, Vincent. I'd like to introduce you to the incredible Florian Conzetti.
Hi, Florian. Welcome to Meet the Instruments.
Hi, Vincent. I'm excited to be here.
Florian, can you tell us a little about why you chose to be a percussionist?
Oh, yes. So, Vincent, I think I really like the physical aspect of playing percussion. I like to move around and dance with my instruments and express my emotions that way. Also, I like the different timbres of percussion instruments.
What does timbre mean?
Timbre is the sound color of an instrument. So the way it sounds, you can describe that as a timbre.
Oh, so timbre means that the sound sounds a little bit different?
Yeah, that's right. Or sometimes very different.
Cool. So can you please explain exactly what percussion instruments are?
Yes, Vincent. Really, anything that you can strike and hit and make a sound that way can be considered a percussion instrument. And you can hit something with your hands, for example, a drum, or with a mallet, for example, with marimba. But also, you can make sounds other ways. For example, and you could even hit your own body and call that a percussion instrument. Listen.
So you're telling me that by clapping my hands, I'm a percussion instrument?
Yes, you are. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy! Is playing percussion as fun as it looks?
Oh, Vincent, it's so much fun. But it's hard also, so you got to practice a lot, just like you would for any other instrument.
Cool. There are lots of different kinds of percussion instruments. Drums are percussion instruments, right?
That's right, Vincent. There's so many different types of drums. Let me show you. This here, for example, is a djembe, and it's from Western Africa.
A djembe is a goblet-shaped drum that rests on the ground. It is traditionally carved from a single piece of African hardwood and topped with an animal skin stretched over the top, which is where you strike it.
These here, bongos, they're used in Afro-Cuban music especially.
Bongos are a pair of small, cylindrical wooden drums, one slightly bigger than the other, with animal hides stretched over the top to make a drum head and opened bottoms.
Or, one of my favorites, this one here, doesn't that look funny?
It looks kind of like a large ping pong paddle.
It's called an Uchiwa Daiko, and it's from Japan. It sounds like this. This big one here is called a conga.
A conga looks like a tall, narrow barrel with an opened bottom and animal hide drum head. A snare drum rests on a stand. It's a hollow cylinder with a drum head stretched over both ends.
Can you show Vincent the snare drum?
Oh yes, here's a snare drum. And the snare drum you usually play with sticks. You know why? Golly, it hurt if you would play it with your hands. So a snare drum is called a snare drum because it has snares on the bottom. See, these are the cables, the snares, and if you tighten them, then the sound of the snare drum is a lot different. Listen to this now.
Wow, it's like a transformer drum.
Oh, it's like a transformer drum, exactly. It transforms the timbre of the drum.
So do all drums not have specific pitch? Or are there drums that can play specific pitches or notes?
Well, all drums have a kind of a pitch. It's just not always easy to hear. The timpani, though, were designed so you can really hear the pitches very clearly.
The timpani are pitched drums. They look like giant bowls with a pedal at the bottom and a large drum head on top.
Listen to this. Did you hear the two pitches?
Yeah.
You can also change the pitch. Doesn't that sound cool? It's called a glissando.
That is so awesome! How do you change the pitch on a timpani?
I have a foot pedal, and with that I can change the tension of the head. That changes the pitch.
So when the tension of the drum head gets tighter, the pitch goes up?
Exactly.
Are there other types of pitched percussion?
Yes, there are many different types. For example, the marimba, which is made of wood, or this one here, the vibraphone, which is made of metal.
The marimba and vibraphone both look like large piano keyboards, except instead of keys, each note is represented by a different length of bar. Marimba's bars are wood. Vibraphones are metal.
This is one of my favorite instruments here, the crotal.
The crotals are a bunch of small, tuned brass discs.
I also think they just sound really nice together. Listen to this.
Wow, that sounded like outer space music.
I really like the combination of those instruments. Did you notice how I played some of those notes?
Yeah, you were using a bass bow.
I know, isn't that crazy? It really works.
Yeah, it changes the timbre.
You got it, Vincent. It changes the timbre of the instrument.
So I noticed on the vibraphone there that all the bars are different lengths. Do the longer bars play lower notes and the shorter bars play higher notes?
You got it, Miss. Good observation. Here's my lowest note, and that's the longest bar. Here's my highest note, and that's the shortest bar.
So I noticed that the sticks you use on the vibraphone and the sticks you used on the crotales were different. Are there lots of different types of percussion sticks?
Oh, you noticed that. Very good, Vince. Yes, indeed. There are many different sticks and mounts that I use. These were my vibraphone mounts, like they're nice and soft on top. They have a yarn. The ones that I use for the crotales are smaller, and they have a different material on top. It's like hard, so I can play those metal discs on crotales. Snare drum sticks, like it's just wood, or timpani mounts that have a lot of felt on top to make it nice and soft.
So do you have a lot of sticks and mallets?
So I have lots of different mallets and sticks, and it's very important to keep them organized so you can find them easily.
Florian, will you show Vincent your cowbells? Those are some of my favorite because I'm a reindeer, and I have a reindeer bell, which is very similar.
Oh, I love the sound of cowbells. You know, Randall, I grew up in Switzerland, and in Switzerland they have a lot of cows, and it always reminds me of Switzerland when I hear cowbells.
I love that! What are your favorite percussion instruments, Florian?
Oh, my favorite? Let me show you. Well, I like all of my instruments, but sometimes I think it's especially fun to play on objects that were not even meant to be instruments, and to put them all together and make music better. For example, here I have a seed pot. And, well, I do like gardening, but my flower pots actually sound really good too. And then, ooh, this is a car brake here. Better not use that car anymore. Awesome. Look at this salad.
A salad bowl.
That is so crazy.
Florian, can we play our duet for Vincent, the one for marimba and snare drum?
Yes, let's.
For showing us all of these cool instruments today, Florian.
You're welcome, Vincent.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Meet the Instruments. Join us next week for our finale. We get to meet the leader of all of the musicians of the orchestra, the charismatic conductor. And all of us nerds will get to perform an orchestral piece with Portland Columbia Symphony musicians that we've met along our journey. I'm so excited. You won't want to miss it. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Well, percussion instruments are obviously the best instrument of the orchestra because you get to dance around and go crazy.
Meet the Instruments is brought to you by the NERCS and Portland Columbia Symphony. Funded in part by the Otzen Foundation, On Point Community Credit Union, and the generous donors of Portland Columbia Symphony. Created by Nico Buetti, starring Florian Conzetti, Randall the Reindeer, and me, Vincent. Original music composed by Nico Buetti. To learn more, visit thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org. Copyright January 2021 goes to 11 Media, all rights reserved.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.